X-ray therapy typically, even with high energies, will deposit most of its radiation before the tumor and will keep on depositing radiation dose after the tumor. Whereas in proton therapy, you may have some entrance dose, but the majority of the radiation is deposited at the site of the tumor, and there's no radiation deposition after the tumor.
So we're talking about something more precise, more efficient?
I would say those are two words that would describe proton therapy, yes.
Less tissue damage?
That is the goal, absolutely.
What kind of cancers are treated with proton therapy?
Almost anything that can be treated with conventional X-ray therapy is also treated with proton therapy. That includes brain tumors, tumors of the head and neck, lung cancer, prostate cancer, and of course, pediatric malignancies. So we have been treating with proton therapy for years.
Yes, adults can benefit from this therapy, but children really benefit perhaps even greater.
Largely because their tissues are still developing. So even low radiation exposure to developing tissues can cause a significant delay, not only in that development, but also in the function. Mm-hmm. But typically, the children are more sensitive to even low radiation exposure doses than adults would be. One example is when I was doing my training in Boston at the Dana-Farber and Brigham and Women's, when we would treat young girls for a disease called medulloblastoma, required irradiating their entire craniospinal axis. We only had X-rays at the time. We would actually have to perform a surgery to move their ovaries out of the way so that we could treat their spine and not expose their ovaries. And I thought, look, if there's a better way to do this, I want to be a part of that.
Give me an idea of the equipment needed to do this.
The cyclotron is what's accelerating the protons to basically almost two-thirds the speed of light. And that's pretty big. I mean, that that machinery would encompass just physically the recording studio and the room that it's in significantly larger. Then it's sent down the beam line to one of our gantries. And we'll have two 360 rotating gantries, and those are quite large. Those are perhaps on the order of about 13 to 15 yards in diameter. Each one can weigh as much as a commercial jetliner without passengers inside.
How do patients react when you explain all of this to them? Are they intimidated by this whole idea of this process?
They don't really see sort of the magnitude of the machinery unless they go on a tour. And after that, they gain a better appreciation for the complexity of the treatment that's being delivered. But one of the things that I have to do as a physician is to make the patients relaxed. And they all understand that they want to be cured of their cancer, but they also understand that they don't want to be suffering the ramifications of that treatment. And when you explain it that proton therapy may provide a better chance to do that, then more and more patients, I think, are willing to do so. And oftentimes, they're very well educated before they see me. And so they've selected proton therapy before they ever see me.
Dr. Lee, thank you for being with me.
It was my pleasure, Sam. Thank you.